This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, until the historic election, I'm going to open the phones up in this hour on Obama with more talk of war, cyber attacks against Russia, saying our policy of Russia cyber attacks us under globalist control until physically attack them. So that means turnabouts, fair play, major economic sanctions, Soros going into panic mode. If you just joined us, saying that Trump's a dictator, a Hitlerian dictator, these are quotes. When this guy is a literal former Nazi agent. I mean, it's too rich. He claims that Trump's going to destabilize the world and overthrow countries, but that's what Soros does. All right, there is so much to get to here today, ladies and gentlemen. Terrorists are raising cash in Latin America to attack the United States. We're going to be getting into all of that. Roger Stone hadn't been on in about a week or more. He's going to be on. He's been burrowed in writing his book. There's so much to cover. We've got pro-white genocide professor given no punishment despite saying massacre of whites a good thing because they agree with it. Mainstream media, some of them actually endorse this. And it's all weirdo white people doing it. And little Soros types like this Drexel University professor, Mr. Mayer. George Cicerello, is that how you say it? Mayor. Very, very proud of himself. This is all they've got, just total culture warfare. So this parasite class can just sit there getting their paychecks, giving you worthless degrees that you literally won't be able to get a job with if you're lucky. You know what you get jobs with? Construction. Engineering. Medical stuff, yeah, there's a few things you can go to college and get degrees in that are worth it. Certainly not sitting at the feet of some intellectual joke who can't even get a job in the real world, probably can't even wipe his own butt. I bet this guy doesn't even wipe his ass. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm saying that. They stink. These kind of guys want to stink. They want to make you unhappy. They want to, you know how they are. You know how these people are. They're ugly. They're hunchback. Spiritually hunchback. It's old folks that have hunchbacks, you know what I mean? They're just, you know, demons. And they are. I mean, there's just no end to it. He wants to kill you and your family, according to him. He's dreaming of you and your family dead, your children lined up, their throats slit, hanging by their frickin' feet, so he can feel powerful. Oh, but he's not going to do the killing. He's just going to hype it up like Time Magazine and Newsweek, and then when cops get shot in the back of the head, changing tires or pumping gas or giving somebody a ticket, well, these little guys go on the news and say, well, cops better readjust themselves and do what we say or more are going to die. Yeah, you don't do the killing yourself, do you, buddy? Well, let me tell you, you get your civil war kicked off like you really want to. We've affected the battle space that if that happens, we don't want it to happen. People like you are going to get your butts handed to you real nice. Oh, you want to fight? You want to be in a man's world, huh? You fantasize about death, do you, and genocide, do you? You like that kind of stuff, hmm? Well, those of us that really instinctively, spiritually, historically, or by experience know all about mass death don't like it. But we sure know how to deal it. You're entering a man's world now, son. I guarantee you this cretin doesn't know why his life's so horrible, why he has such bad things happen to him, why nobody likes him. It's because you're scum. God doesn't like you. That's why you try to act like a man and try to act impressive and try to shoot your mouth off about death. Well, I'm sure death will visit you one day, maybe sooner than you think. It's just bad luck what you're doing, boy. To come back, we're going to get into all this and a lot more and take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. First-time callers today, I'll ask if you have a good phone and not drink too much cough syrup before you call. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
21 days until Trump's in office, and they're openly trying to start a war with Russia. They're openly trying to get a civil war going in Israel. They're calling in newspapers for Trump to be killed, but no one's getting in trouble. One guy that lived close to where the president's staying in Florida got arrested. When they showed up at his house, he started basically screaming and yelling and saying it's his right to say kill Trump. So they had him right there. He'll get convicted. But meanwhile, you've got professors all over the United States, including right here at UT, where they're announcing communism in America, that white people are inherently bad, and most of them are white. This is what the big universities are paying to do. This is what the big foundations are paying to fund. This is what the elite want, to make us a bunch of dysfunctional mental patients. And then when the problem gets big, they bring in total federalization to counter all the racial division. Classic divide and conquer. Stories up on InfoWars.com. Pro-white genocide professor given no punishment despite saying massacre of whites a good thing. He said, all I want for Christmas is white genocide. despite explicitly stating the massacre of white people during the bloody Haitian Revolution was a good thing and wishing for white genocide on Christmas Eve, Professor George Mayer said Drexel University supports him. And Reuters goes on to report from that. In fact, I have the Reuters article right here in my stack. Isn't that just cute? A Drexel University professor whose tweet that he wanted white genocide for Christmas sparked a firestorm of criticism from the school and social media, said on Tuesday that administrators supported his right to take part in political debate. Imagine if a professor said, we should support black genocide. I mean, you would be fired so quick, your head would spin. I mean, they've had liberal professors at Yale and a bunch of other places when they're calling for banning costume parties or banning fiesta parties. You know, Mexican food's good. When I went to college for a couple of years, I got invited to rush parties and stuff. I never joined any of it because I thought it was stupid. I'm not bashing if you're in a fraternity, just whatever. I mean, there's nothing against the sorority girls being there or whatever. That was fun, drink beer, whatever. And I mean, the most common party was fiesta because it's fun to drink margaritas and eat Mexican food and run around with sombreros on your head and jump in the pool. I mean, it's fun, and that's why people do it. The Mexicans invented it all because it's fun, you know. Okay. Nobody says the Mexicans don't know how to have fun. They do. And this is just, that's not racist. Well, they've banned that all over. And this is just the insanity. Oh, I guess what else? You have toga parties, so folks are kind of lightly dressed. Oh, that's expropriating stuff from the Greeks. You're putting the Greeks down when you do that. Oh, so let's not be Greeks. And don't be a cowboy either. All over the country, they say, that's cultural appropriation. You should say, I'm not paying $30,000 a year to be in a cult that tells me that I can't be a Native American or a cowboy, or that I can't be a geisha girl. I know people. Well, it's come out in the news. And in one case, East Side Yoga. I was talking to one of my friends, whose girlfriend's a yoga instructor. I heard about this, and it was ended up being in the paper a couple of years ago. They said, we're going to have for Halloween a yoga party with wine and stuff like that, and we're going to come dressed, you know, like India style. Well, it's Indian culture. It's an Indian exercise. So it's kind of like you're going to a dude ranch, come dressed with your cowboy boots, your cowboy hat, and your you know, go to Shepler's or whatever Western store you go to and get dressed up like that. You're not bashing cowboys. You're not bashing anybody. It's just what you do. And they had a bunch of folks flip out and say you can't do it, so they canceled it. It's all about control, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you don't dress up in Indian garb, and don't have girls belly dancing, whatever you do, just shut it down. Because the cult rules things. A Drexel University professor whose tweet that he wanted white genocide for Christmas sparked a firestorm of criticism from the school and social media said on Tuesday the administrator supported his right to take part in political debate. George Mayer, a white associate professor of history at the Politics at Philadelphia University, has said his Christmas Eve posting that all I want for Christmas is white genocide on Twitter was aimed at poking fun at white supremacists. Oh, so it's okay. Even though they do call for an end of white people all over the major universities and have it in official textbooks. When I took 2 years of community college, seeing if I even wanted to go to college, I was already successful in radio by that time and got out of it. And it didn't matter whether it was psychology class, whatever, they would come in and hold a picture of a brown person who looked like any particular group and say, it's going to be wonderful that soon whites will be gone. Whites are inherently bad. At ACC, I would sit there. That's why I got out of college. And if I wrote papers in psychology or Texas history or whatever I had to take, countering that, I would get Fs. So I would write these things with errors all over them as a joke, agreeing with all of it, and they would give me A pluses and invite me for coffee. I'm not kidding. And they didn't care I'd done 180 about faces from paper to paper. They liked the fact that I had submitted. I mean, I would write stuff that you couldn't hardly read on purpose, and they would give me A pluses. This is a cult of sickening scum. They want to teach 2 + 2 = 5, folks. They want basket cases that only know how to be hurt and feel weird and scared, so they go into the wings of these parasites. Oh, come here. I'll protect you since everyone's out to get you. So you can't even get a job. You've got so many chips on your shoulder. You're so neurotic. And you're led by little twits with their little ironic Colonel Sanders' beard and mustaches to teach you how bad whites are. And then when you get caught doing it, you slime out and go, oh, I was just countering white supremacists. Oh, kill all the white people, now it's okay. Here's an excerpt on Latin American social movements with almost 10,000 Twitter followers. And then it goes through all the crazy statements they've made. But his attempt at satire, triggering a backlash from conservative websites, with some online comments calling for him to be fired or commit suicide, Drexel on Sunday called his tweet utterly reprehensible and said it would meet with him to discuss it. This is fake news. He explicitly clarified his comment to say the massacre of whites during the Haitian Revolution was a good thing indeed. What does that mean? So now they're saying it's fake news if you say he said kill everybody. He said nothing about Haiti, but see, he controls reality, so now he's saying it's fake news. Oh, I said kill all the whites. I only meant in Haiti. And by the way, it's fake news if you talk about me. This is where they play this game like you're stupid and talk to you like an idiot. And we've put up with so much in this country and so much in Europe and so much other parts of the world that I expect them to act like this. They still think you're totally in a coma. And some people are. Where George Soros comes out and says Trump is going to be a dictator like Hitler, and I'm more scared than when I was in Hungary under Hitler, and he's a horrible person, and he's starting all these wars, and he's really, really racist, and everything Soros says is what he's done. It's everything he's the king of. And you won't see any MSM point out the hypocrisy because their job is to invert reality and teach you that prosperity is an evil thing. Now I'm going to go to break and come back and break all this down with Greg and John and Matt and Ward and a bunch of other folks that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. And I intend to go to your calls, bam, bam, bam. On the other side of this break, I want to just recap that Soros has conjured Hitler in an attack on ascendant populist all over the world. Every country that's getting a vote from Spain to Italy to the UK is voting to begin the pullout of the unelected EU. And this little monster is panicking, calling it undemocratic to pull out of something that's undemocratic. Total inversion of reality. Our story is up on drudgereport.com, breaking it all down right now. So please get that story out to everyone, and I'm going to shoot a video that I'm going to add into the article, pointing out the biblical level, incredible hypocrisy of all of this. But the easiest place to find our article is Soros. Trump is a would-be dictator who threatens a new world order, their new world order, which they say doesn't exist. Very important article by Paul Joseph Watson. Let's get that out on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. What a hypocrite. Breaks the record for being a hypocrite. Briefly, we are listener supported. The globalists, as you know, target sponsors. They shut you down. They go after you. I don't even list a full list of our AM/FM affiliates anymore. I've decided that over a year ago, and it's worked. We gained over 100 because the enemy is so stupid they can't even find our full affiliate list and then try to boycott them and attack them. Just little moves like that. But the point is, you know, we've gone from like 170 to 250 plus and growing. But the point is, support those local stations, become a sponsor, let the sponsors know you're supporting them because they are a sponsor, and spread the word how folks can listen to the station. Send them $100. Also support us. Get the nutraceuticals. I mean, amazing. The good halogen X2. Find out about it. It's the missing link. The other big missing link, BioTrue Selenium. Don't take too much of it, though, folks. It's amazing. But a lot of people have big deficiencies in that. Supermel Vitality is 30% off right now. It's about to sell out. We don't get more for about a month, but I want to sell out before the end of the year, obviously, for tax reasons, because they have inventory taxes here in Texas. So InfoWarsLife.com, we have hundreds of items between 50 and 25% off, store-wide free shipping. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off any item, whether it's storable foods or whether it's high-quality, non-GMO, open-pollinated heirloom seeds or water filtration systems, the very best systems at the lowest prices, survival gear, preparedness gear, solar-powered, crank-powered, shortwave radios, the highest quality, lowest price, the Blockit Pocket, privacy and security, so your cell phone isn't tracking you except when you want to personally use it, all sorts of amazing things. By shopping with the good guys, you fund the next level of the info war. And funding revolutions against tyranny is just as important as being on air. So I salute you and thank you for making it all possible. Christmas is extended because they hate it so much, right through to New Year's Day at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, thank you all for your support. These are amazing items. Check them out for yourself. There's so much we didn't mention. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but I want to just pull back here for just a moment. Because every time I'm about to go on air at 11 a.m. Central, and every time I get off here, when I'm walking to the bathroom or going to look at some video clips in one of the studios or stepping outside to make a phone call, I just think about the fact that the globalists are panicking. They're trying to start wars. They're openly passing laws to begin censorship of media in the U.S., they're claiming that American patriots that want sovereignty are Russian agents. when they're the ones bringing in foreign powers to suppress our speech? It's just incredible to me how truly criminal and despicable and villainous and comic book. I mean, this is like a James Bond movie. They're really doing it. They're really going to pull something big because they've gone from looking butthurt now to looking really angry, focused, and evil, and they're nodding their heads and they're saying something big's coming. Trump's going to get it. He's going to pay. Oh, it's his fault. The big war is about to start. We were saying months ago they're going to start a war if Trump gets elected, and now they're doing it, and now they're on TV saying the big war is about to happen. It's his fault, when anyone with the geopolitical understanding of a five-year-old understands they're starting stuff with this whole destabilization of Israel and Russia. It's just crazy. It's crazy. And I'm not on Trump's back. He knows what he's doing, but, man, he's got to get more aggressive with these people. He's like, hey, prosperity's up. Hey, you know, every day announces new factories coming back. I understand that's great. They're trying to start a war before you even get in. You got to call these people out. And I know Trump knows the public's not that sophisticated, but it doesn't matter. He has to lead them to it. The message is complex. You make the public complex by putting out complex messages. That's my view. You can't dumb it down when it comes to this. Trump has to come out and say they're trying to start a war ahead of him getting into office, and it's the only way they're going to back off. You're going to be held responsible for trying to start an intifada, a revolution, encouraging the Palestinians to riot, and all the stuff you're doing with Russia. You're full of crap. Stop saying I'm a Russian agent. You're the ones that brought in the Chinese. You're the ones that brought in the Saudi Arabians to fund the election, and I'm going to investigate that when I get in. You're scared I'm going to bring up you work for foreign powers, Hillary. We're going to investigate your ties to Russia when I get in. They got her red-handed on the uranium and all of it. He's got to take her on. He's got people telling him, look nice, look presidential, try to heal the country. That's if they weren't enemies. That's if they weren't trying to overthrow the country. That'd be the right thing if they weren't trying to unseat you, President-elect. You've got to go on the attack because we're under attack. You just talk about Soros being investigated for criminal activity when he gets in. He used to say, Soros, I'm coming for you. I mean, Trump used to come out with a press conference and say, how dare this Nazi collaborator compare me to Hitler? And then read his quotes about the happiest time of my life was rounding up Jews in Hungary. What? He's crazy. Destroy him. Press the attack. Why do you think the InfoWars had such a big effect? The media is so arrogant. Oh, Alex is discrediting Trump. Blew up in your face, didn't it, jackasses? We're not here to make friends. We're not here to get ratings. We're here to overthrow the New World Order. We're here to burn it down politically. We know you're attacking us. We're attacking you. You got lies. We got truth. We'll see what Trump's what. Dan in Maryland, you're on the air worldwide. Then Ward, Matt, Joel, John. Dan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Just wanted to raise the point. It seems pretty obvious that he had this go on in his childhood where he enjoys selling people out. That's why he has Obama selling black people out. He's liberal professors selling white people out.
So yes, he's into betrayal. Out. He's very evil. And that's what true evil is about, betrayal.
Yeah, he tries to find other people that are into that, too. And I think it's just this whole, I don't know. Everybody's trying
exactly.
To
if you read the WikiLeaks, it is the most. It's like villains. If you wrote a comic book with villains talking like this, you'd say they sound too evil. Nobody talks like this. But they all compete with each other about who can be the lowliest, filthy scumbag. You're exactly right. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all I got. You can expand on that. Thank you.
No. Go ahead. What do you think they're going to pull in the time we have?
I think I don't know. That's all I really wanted to say. Sorry.
All right. Great point. You're dead on, Dan. Dan just crystallized everything. I was going to get more time. We've got another minute until break. I'm going to come back and go to Ward, Matt, Joel, and John. I'm going to control myself. I just desperately want to keep warning people. The world has never been in more peril than it is now. And I told you years ago, moving towards this year, I could just see it. I could feel it. We're here now. And I don't have the bad feeling anymore I had up to this election because now we're in the battle. Once the fight starts, you know, the butterflies are gone. Warhammer comes out. This is going on right now, my friends. This is the future being decided now. Now. We are taking the world away from the globalists. We are wresting control of it, and they cannot stand it. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence, come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me, don't you understand?
Oh, my little girl. I saw a couple articles yesterday about China has a big initiative. I don't have it in front of me. It sounds so unbelievable. Perhaps you guys can pull it up. China has a new nationwide initiative for tourism to upgrade their toilets. Because you know over 70% of the toilets, it's estimated, the AP wrote, in China are holes in the ground. And you go in and squat over a hole in a just room with other people. And that's how you use the bathroom. I wanted to juxtapose that with China says that they got this new aircraft carrier that's going to blow us up. And they also are going to land on the dark side of the moon. So they're going to innovate the whole world, but they can't in 60-plus years of communist rule, almost 70 years, I guess, or more, since 1949, they can't even deliver toilets to the public. Here it is, Reuters. China plans toilet revolution to boost tourism. That's right, because you're supposed to just crap on the side of the road. You been to India? You been to China? I haven't, but Paul Watson has and my family has. And I mean, it is unbelievable. I had one crew member go to India last year. I'm not going to tell the story because they're not here today and I haven't asked their permission. They went there on tourism and fell on a street walking past their head into a giant slurry of human feces on a major street. Now, why am I going there? Bash America all day, all these little snot-nosed communists, everybody else with their smartphones. There it is. India's government is now shaming people into using toilets. But we're told we just need to adopt this here. We don't need to innovate at all. So, again, Americans hold the lowest number of passports per capita than any other industrialized country. And so you got all these bubble kids who just literally hear their professor telling them America is horrible and evil. The rest of the world is glistening and perfect. The health care in England is totally free and the best thing you ever had. Cuba is incredible. They have rocket ships. They've colonized Mars there. I mean, they don't go that far, but it's basically Castro floats around and Jesus says he loves him. I mean, it is just ridiculous. Castro flies a flying carpet. Castro has jewels that drip from his fingertips. Oh, yeah, Alex, everything's free in Cuba. Yeah, you're free to work 18 hours a day, eat squid three times a day, like Tony Montana says. You like a chivano on every corner? Bah, bah, sheep. I want to tell you what to eat, what to wear, where to go, what to do. You a communist? I kill a communist for free, for fun. I'm going to go to your phone calls now on Soros, the famous Nazi collaborator, warning the world that Trump is a Hitler dictator. You cannot make it up. Obama is set in the next few hours to come out and announce that they're basically declaring war on Russia with cyber attacks, economic warfare, you name it. Already Russian jets are getting blown up, you name it. And a funeral for two. Isn't this weird? Carrie Fisher, God rest her soul, dies after having a heart attack flying from London to LAX. And then her mother, another famous actress, Debbie Reynolds, dies of a suspected stroke. Was it a stroke? Or was it star killing? And by the way, I pretty much trolled the media a few days ago when I asked, is this star killing? Because when somebody's outlived their usefulness, basically mafias do run Hollywood, and I've talked to a lot of high-level Hollywood folks, there is the belief that when you're no longer useful, they're about to put up your original catalog in rock and roll or movies or you name it. Folks tend to get killed to make them valuable again right when some new production's being rolled out. Plus, they can also show you the original Carrie Fisher from the 1977 New Hope. She's back in the new movie via computer, and you can't tell the difference. So you really don't need Carrie Fisher anymore because you've got a digital version of her, and then magically she dies right on time, and then her mommy, who controlled her estate, dies a few days later. Coincidence? What if other members of the family that have claims on her start all dying? Would you then ask a question? Now, I said I don't think they killed Carrie Fisher. But see, we need to think about star killing and understand this goes on. The ultimate mafia is Hollywood. They actually found it. There's Carrie Fisher. Not from the original 1977, but the 2016 release, Rogue One. Which, by the way, is a very avant-garde movie. It's the best produced Star Wars movie ever. And I got to say, Disney, despite the fact I don't like Disney in many respects, did a really great job with the film. And the final scene is as good as it gets. And then it's just Governor Tark's back and everybody's back because of CG. And it's incredible. Some of the battle scenes get a little exhausting, but they're still well done. I mean, it's got some communist Chinese Politburo worship in it. What doesn't? But, you know, I'll give it 4.5 stars out of 5 stars. Because I guess the bar was so low, the last one was so bad, episode 1 was so horrible. I mean, it's just terrible stuff. So, still impressive. Now, the media will take that out of context and say that I said Carrie Fisher was murdered and so was her mother. I didn't say that. They already got news articles saying I said that from when I said it 2 days ago. That's fine. People then see that. They come hear what this madman's saying, and they find out what I'm really saying is not what they said. But you see these stars running out of Hollywood, running to Europe, running to Canada, and it's because managers do take people's money. People do die. Look, all the stuff came out with Pelicano. It was always said that he was running around doing stuff behind the scenes, and it started coming out in court he was. But that's nothing. I've been at, for whatever reason, because they wanted to put out some films, they wanted to put out Loose Change in theaters, and Mark Cuban wanted to, I have been in the rooms with the biggest lawyers in Hollywood and the biggest producers, and it is like something out of The Godfather. It's old men smoking cigarettes, bitching, who are worth, in some cases, billions of dollars, going, tell you what, I'll kill that son of a bitch, you give me a problem. And you're like, hey, have a safe trip back home. Are you threatening me, all? You're going to kill me? Because they couldn't believe I was in these meetings arguing with them and acting like I was an equal. I'm like, we in Texas, we say, have a safe trip home. Like getting in like some million-dollar Maybach. Just crazy. And that's because it's gangster run, folks. You better believe it. And you always hear Hollywood's Jewish. It is. I'd say half Jewish. Another 20-30% Italian. And then coming in with the money are the Arabs and the Chinese. I mean, I was there witnessing at the time. And now it's all over the news. But I said I'd go to your phone calls on the Soros situation. But I mean, with the Italians, it's like, wow, these are real gangsters. These are the gangster families that went legitimate 50 years ago. It's amazing. People have no idea the crazy levels of these people. Some of these folks are making $100 million a week on their TV shows. There are producers that own 5, 6, 7 shows that are on. They're getting $5, $10, $15 million per show themselves per week. Hundreds of millions a week. And it's crazy. They don't trust their families. Look at Sumner Redstone. I've been in meetings when Redstone is on the speakerphone yelling at people. And they hang on. He's very mercurial. He has to be very slow. I mean, it is crazy. For whatever reason, God let me into these meetings. And I've seen the craziest stuff you can imagine. Old toad-like men smoking cigarettes. I mean, it's something else. Okay. Let me just tell you, the people that run Hollywood took it from other people or fought to keep what they got. It's gangster land. But you never hear that because, see, oh, the gangsters only existed in the 1940s and 50s in New York and New Jersey, and they were all Italian. Oh, yeah, right. And they also all seem to think Texas is like its own gangsterville, which it kind of is. But, see, the real gangsters, nobody knows they're gangsters. See how that works? But, see, the general public doesn't know how the world works. They believe Hollywood that gives them a fantasy land. All right, let's go to your calls on Soros and all the rest of it. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Is it Ward? Is it Matt? Is it Kevin? Is it John? Is it Ferris? Let's go ahead and talk to Ward in Kansas. Thanks for holding it on the air.
Alex, good afternoon.
Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm torn. I don't know where Soros should be deported to. Would it? Russia, Israel, or Gitmo be better for him?
A lot of Hollywood folks said they want to go to Mars. I think we put him in a spaceship, space capsule, send the vampire to Mars. There's no blood for him to drink, metaphorically. Or how about we give him a, deport him to hell?
That would be generous.
What do you think of Soros running around panicking? I think it's wonderful. But I'm concerned about what he may pull.
I can't understand how this man can be left out in public, why he's not behind bars and his assets either seized or frozen so he can't buy his way out.
Well, we have to keep identifying him. Look, the crimes that have been committed by the globalists are so big. They've got so many people in on the crime with them. They believe the criminality is so huge that it's too big to fail. That's how they work these corruptions. But now the corruption got so big it was bringing down our whole society. Now they must be dealt with. They went too far. God bless you, Ward. That's a good question. Where do we deport Soros to? He's originally from Eastern Europe. I think we deport him to Russia. They've got an arrest warrant for him in Russia right now. All right, Matt in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, I just want to thank you first. You inspired me to start a site a while ago, and I made it, like, easy to read to try to reach people that, you know, sometimes have trouble reading real complex things and big articles and stuff like that. But sorry, I was digressing a little bit. But what my point is...
Well, tell us what your blog is.
It's thedailyinformer.net.
That's a great name, great job. And, look, it's all about you. You're not digressing. Putting up blogs, doing videos, all of us responding, all of us speaking out, we're unstoppable despite all their attempts at censorship. Now is the time for everybody, whether it's low-tech newsletters or handing out business cards that have websites on them, or whether it's showing a film at your local theater, your church, every little bit counts. Together it moves mountains. Go ahead.
Well, it's mind-blowing how the majority of people aren't making a big enough deal out of the I hate to say it, but the Islam takeover of America, the sweet, silent, behind the scenes, you know, oh, let's put out these Amazon commercials, make everything look all nice, and, you know, comforting, conditioning everyone to just accept it. And then it seems like a couple years down the road, it's going to be like snap their fingers and they're all going to arise and they'll all be specifically put in different areas, like Obama's putting them in different towns and cities and all over the United States. Like, it's like they're almost doing some secret war ops, mapping out and putting them in different areas. They can just snap their fingers, arise, and that's where the madness will begin.
By the way, that's why 80% of military-aged men, they admit that's the plan in the WikiLeaks, to bring in incompatible groups. Then when they engage in terrorism, take all of our rights, claiming that our free society is what caused it. Merkel's already announcing banning free speech, banning nationalist groups being able to demonstrate on New Year's Eve, but the Muslims can go out and rape and rob and kill. That's in the news today. Great points, Matt. Let's talk to Kevin in Maryland. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, you remember a few years ago you reported of nuclear devices missing out of a base in South Carolina?
No, it was West Texas.
West Texas. Are they still missing?
We were called by people on the base and told nuclear weapons are being transferred out of here that weren't even supposed to be here, and they're being sent to the East Coast. And then after we reported that, Lindsey Graham came out and said there are nukes that have been brought in by Islamists and are going to blow up our base, exactly where we said the nukes have been sent on the East Coast, and all hell broke loose. And remember, also, six cruise missiles came up missing from Minot base up north and showed up down in Louisiana, and then six people at the base got all mysteriously died in the next 2 days. So there's been cases of missing nukes before.
False flag in the next 20 days.
You think that's why they'd want missing nukes?
No, I think they're going to use the missing nukes to possibly nuke New York and cause the false flag before Trump gets put into office. I know.
Yep. You know, in fact, CNN last night during Situation Room, they were saying there's going to be a war, there's going to be huge terror attacks. It's now Trump's fault that he got elected, and it's Israel's fault, and then they all just said, it is his fault. And they all just said, it is basically willed, like a cult. And they all just kind of looked down and solemnly. So they're planning something big, that's all I know. They've committed, they decided they're better than everybody, and that they're unstoppable, and who knows what they're going to do.
I think that's what they're going to pull.
They look scared, they look committed yesterday. Again, I've been monitoring them. Their body language has changed into, you know, kind of panicking that they weren't going to get to have their way with us very slowly as perverts, political perverts, culturally, slowly, you know, sucking out our essence. So now they want to have, I guess, some big new crisis. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. My uncle works for the Department of Defense, and he keeps telling me to be quiet and to shut up, that I'm getting too close. I don't know if he's just doing it to screw with me or if he's actually serious. But I think that's your false flag in the next 20 days.
Well, those people in the Department of Defense are compartmentalized as well. So if you got an uncle making fun of me, it's because he doesn't like the fact you're younger trying to inform me. But there have been missing nukes before. Our sources were real. and all hell broke loose the next few days about nukes, and some of they said nukes are about to go off on the East Coast, I believe we may have stopped the false flag. So I don't know. I mean, you know, the point is that people know we will put out information from good sources to warn the public, so we get information nobody else gets because other people are too scared to do it. I appreciate your call, Kevin. John in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, a couple days ago, Google removed the Holocaust denial site. Did you hear about that from their top searches?
I did not, but I know that they've been delisting us on their Chrome. Then it came back. I know that this is this fake news purge. And again, if people agree with the Holocaust the way it was said or not, it should be free speech. Things like that shouldn't be removed.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, if something is the top search and is getting the most traffic, then it shouldn't be getting removed. I mean, you know, Google has been better than others about actually putting what gets the most views at the top. That's why you put in info, and InfoWars comes up. You put out Alex Jones, I come up first. And so this is the way they're trying to control things, I guess.
It all goes back to what Drudge said last October when it came down to Austin. He said that it was coming this year, and he was very right. Some different facets and how
well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I don't want to cut you off. This is a hard break. John, stay there. Then we're going to talk to Ferris, Mark, Ruth, and others right into the next hour. Then Roger Stone joins us with breaking news. I've been with us in like 10 days. And then we've got a roundtable discussion as well. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Under attack by George Soros.
Is this good?
The MSM. Laws are being passed to shut down domestic media they call false news. No, they're not worried about the real fake news sites that are out there claiming Bigfoot, you know, was found or whatever, or claiming that Alec Baldwin died. In fact, the New York Times takes the advertising of the sites that do that, and it's caught doing it. No, they're worried about us as we're cutting edge. You know what we're talking about. And if foreign intelligence agency heads listen to the show, the military listens, the police listen. I'm obnoxious. I come off like a wild man, but people know this is, you got to be crazy to be willing to do what I've done. But I'm not crazy. I understood history. And I've got an instinct to stand up against scum that wants to hurt innocent people. And I'm looking for men out there and women that have the same instinct and who want to take action in the information war. So they've tried to frame us as violent all these years when they're the ones that are violent. And now that's failed. And their arrogance of trying to get cops killed and intimidate cops around the country to go under UN control with the Strong Cities Initiative was one of the final nails in the coffins of this system and made the police go research everything we said and basically fully convert to reality. And then some, because they're in to a lot of knowledge databases we don't have access to. And so between the police, the military, people in intelligence agencies, corporate chiefs, all the real thinking people have been doing their homework the last few years, and we know more about the globalist operation than most high-level globalists who just are sellouts, do what they're told, carry out their little compartmentalized area, and then go play golf. Not us. We're not playing golf. Trump hadn't played golf in a year and a half until this Christmas vacation, and it's well-deserved. We're not screwing around. This is like a video game for the real world. People stay up for days playing a video game. I stay up for days doing this because we're affecting change. We're having victory. I'm higher than a kite with no drugs. This is exciting. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. John in Colorado, let him finish up because he was making some good points about how they're. And I was Googling it during the break. Can you guys get me some stuff about Google blocking sites? I knew they were already doing that and talking about it. And I knew Germany was already doing it. But wow, to actually see them do it. Again, even if you disagree with sites like that, they're going to take your right next, folks. First, Germany banned Nazis. Now they're banning nationalist groups and people criticizing Islam. You've got to support free speech or it all goes. That's why there's towns now that are announcing they're not going to let Nazis have parades. You got to let them have it. Or you got to let the new Black Panther Party have it as well. That's just a black hate group. You got to let them do it. Or everybody loses it. It's real simple. Yeah, there it is. I guess it's on Fortune magazine. Google demotes Holocaust denial and hate sites in update to algorithm. Wow, I missed that. That was 9 days ago. You know, all the time people go, why aren't you covering this? I mean, he nicely did it. I'm like, because there's just so much. Thank you for letting me know. I knew all sorts of censorship was kicking in. It's happening to us. So I'll do a big report on this. In fact, you should probably have on whoever this person is. I disagree with him. I mean, Hitler did target Jews. He did kill them. You can argue about how many were killed or whatever. Something like 100 million people got killed in World War II. I mean, all I know is it's real bad. I mean, Hitler did have the final solution saying kill the Jews. I mean, that went on. So the point is, should you then ban people that say, look, the Russians said 6 million died at one facility. That was clearly not true. Then it turned into 6 million total, whatever. The point is that Hitler killed a bunch of people. Now, briefly, we have free shipping going until the new year. We're extending Christmas because it makes the globalists angry. We have 25% off, lowest discount 25% off on hundreds of items. All the major nutraceuticals. Super Male Vitality is 30% off the already discounted price. That's going to sell out, I'd say, by early next week because it's such a hot seller. We won't get more for 3 to 4 weeks. Super Female Vitality, which is just as good for women, is not about to sell out. For some reason, women don't get it. You really should. It's amazing. The libido, the energy, the stamina, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Get additional 10% off with Auto Ship, a lot of other specials. Third hour coming up. Thank you all for your support.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.